what does it mean to really love God? And when I think of people who really loved God, one person that comes to mind is my grandpa. And everyone called him Boots, you know, even the grandkids, we all called him Boots. But he worked manual labor his entire life. And he once said to me that he didn't care if he ended up as a janitor cleaning toilets in heaven. He would be happy just to be there. And I remember him talking to me one time about how he thought that after Jesus rose from the dead, you know, the scriptures tell us how he appeared to Mary Magdalene, that he believed that he appeared to his mother before he appeared to Mary Magdalene. And he was no scripture scholar, but he prayed the rosary 3 times a day. And he would spend his time meditating on things like that, meditating upon those mysteries of the rosary. And I think he probably was right. You know, I think our Lord probably did appear to his mother Mary first. And that was probably the most beautiful encounter of two people ever in history. I knew that he was very happy when I decided to become a priest because he told practically everybody that he met about his grandson who was in seminary. But he would often ask me if I was sure that the priesthood was what God was calling me to do. And the reason he asked me that is because he knew that the right path to take was always doing what God was calling us to do. If we did what God was calling us to do, and he knew this just from the simple experience and wisdom he had gained in his own life, he knew that if we were doing what God was calling us to do, that that was the right path. And that was the path that would lead us to fulfillment. When Boots was dying at the hospital, the family came together. And this was the only time in my entire life that I've ever seen this. But he, as he was on his deathbed, was leading the family in a rosary. You know, I've been in different situations where the family's been praying a rosary for the person who's dying. But on his deathbed, he was the one leading the rosary. And, you know, as he came closer and closer to death, he would drift in and out of consciousness. And when he'd come back to consciousness, he'd jump right back in on the fourth joyful mystery. You know, I think we prayed the fourth joyful mystery at least 15 times. But his dying words were the prayers of the rosary. And as his body was failing, his soul was alive with hope in eternal life. And his soul was on fire with love of God as he left this world. And he loved God to his final breath. You know, as a pastor, I want every one of our families to love God. I want that to be the center of each and every one of our families. You know, I want our families to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, a moment of grace that transforms them and changes their entire lives so that they think about Jesus Christ, that that's where they spend their time and their effort, and that it impacts and changes their priorities and the choices that they make in their daily life. You know, that our families encounter a love that changes them even to their last breath in this world. And unfortunately, many of our families don't have that. So many of our families don't love God. You know, we only have 3 families in this entire parish that are involved with our faith formation. You know, where are the rest of our families? Where are the rest of our young people? You know, I think a lot of our families may just assume that, well, we love God because we love God, when they really don't. Or others may have compromised and they assume that showing up on church every now and then is good enough. But it's not good enough. If we don't love God, we're failing in the greatest of all the commandments. And prayer has to be the foundation of a meaningful relationship with God. And not just recited prayers, because anybody can memorize prayers and recite them. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we have any devotion at all. But what's required is mental prayer, where we're actually stepping beyond the words of the prayer into a dialogue and into communication with God himself. When St. Francis Xavier was on his missionary work in India, he wrote this letter back to Europe calling for more missionaries. And one of the things that he said in this letter is that the kids would swarm him, and they wouldn't let him eat, and they wouldn't let him sleep, and they wouldn't let him say his prayers until he taught them how to pray. These people, these kids were so eager to learn how to pray that they literally wouldn't let him eat. I was thinking back, and I can't think of a single time in all my years as a priest that anyone's come up to me and asked me to teach them how to pray or how to deepen their life of prayer. Our family faith formation this year is focused on teaching families and parents how to pray. That's our theme this year, is prayer. Get over there. And if you know families that should be there and aren't there, get them there. Because this is what our families need. Our families need to learn how to pray. And not just say recited prayers, like the prayer before meals or the Our Father. Those are good things. But we need to go deeper in our prayer. We need our families to be places where people are praying and actually encountering Jesus Christ and entering into a true and a life-changing relationship. That's what we need. And it's prayer that's the gateway. And so I encourage all of our young families to make sure you're over there when we're offering these opportunities for family faith formation. And for others, you know, if you don't feel that you know how to do mental prayer, that's okay. And that's a good realization to come to. But don't stop there. Come and talk with me and ask, set up a time where we can start to look at prayer and what it means and how to enter into a true and authentic life of meaningful prayer. We can't pretend to love God if we really don't. That's a very dangerous assumption. We need to make sure that we're truly encountering Jesus Christ in an encounter that changes our lives, that changes our minds, what we think about, our souls, what we thirst for, in our mind, in our strength. It changes the decisions and where we focus the energy that we have in life. If we encounter Jesus Christ in prayer, it will be the most beautiful and the most important encounter of our lives, and it will change everything. And it will lead us to fulfillment in this world, and it will carry us to eternal life in the next.